CliffCentral.com.
Treasure, Bruno Mars. Oh, no, you shut up with your boom, boom, boom. How dare you? How dare you?
How very dare you?
All right, it's time to check in on the latest news with Mabane Moloi. This is what we do. We find out what's going on all around us, and hopefully we make sense of it. Sometimes we don't, because God knows humans are stupid, and there's a lot that doesn't make any sense. Right, Mabs?
That's right.
All right, here it is from Obakeng, your new song.
La 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 la.
Thank you, Obakeng.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice. All right. The Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Ministry. These ministries, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Anyway, they're attempting to do something good. They say that they're going to be deploying 74 mobile classrooms to all affected schools in Vuwani and surrounding areas in Limpopo. Because, you know, those kids haven't been able to go to school in the last 2 weeks or so. And I don't think that they'll be writing exams in June because of, you know, how big the scale of the destruction has caused.
Yeah.
So this comes after teaching and learning at the Vuwani area have been on hold due to the public unrest that saw about 20 schools torched, forcing learners to stay at home. Now, according to a government report, the ministry has asked communities to not compromise the interests of children and use it to bargain for community issues.
Right.
I mean, you know,
it's the least you can do.
They're trying to do something good.
Yeah, look, I mean, someone had to step in, but I still think that that community, there's something going on there that we need to get to the bottom of. Like, the politicians there are obviously responsible for this. And do you know what I don't understand? Is if you're... A lot of the protests that go on in this country are about how someone doesn't like the mayor, they don't like the ward councillor, they don't like the municipal officials. So they go to those municipal officials or mayors or ward councillors and they burn down their house or they drag them out into the street and they beat them. It's a very primitive way of us dealing with the problem. We should be able to vote for a new municipal mayor, a new ward councillor, a new official. And if that other one has been stealing and has not looked after the community, don't vote for them again. And don't vote for the party they represent. Because the party's keen to have you do their bidding by voting, and they just put this person on the list. And if you live in a horrible place like Vuwani, I mean, let's be honest, it's a horrible place. And at the moment, it's extra horrible because there's just no way for the kids to get education. The ANC, do you really think when they put their national list together, you know, from the president right the way down, and they decide who's important on the party list and who isn't, do you really think they're going to take one of their best people and put them in Vuwani? Hell no. So you have to ask yourself, if you're voting for the ANC, which is the biggest party in the country, by the time you're in municipality number 576, you're going to get candidate number 576 on the list, and they're going to be shit. So vote for someone else. I don't care who it is. Vote for the UDM. They've only got about 10 members. They're all good. So you get one of them.
Meanwhile, over at the University of Johannesburg, they have now obtained an urgent court interdict following the arson attack that saw its Sanlam auditorium burning down. Do you know how much the estimated damage of that auditorium being burned down is?
I don't want to know.
A 1,000-seater auditorium.
I don't want to know.
R100 million of damage was done.
Oh, my God.
That's the estimated amount.
Well, if we find the people who are responsible, you've got to make them work until they've worked away 100 million rand, which means for the rest of their lives, They live in that auditorium. They scrub it. They clean it. They fix it. They repair it. They look after it. They tidy it up. They replace light bulbs for the rest of their lives. If you do something like this, there's got to be a consequence.
Now the university applied for the interdict at the South Gauteng High Court to stop any students or workers from protesting at or near the university's four campuses. According to the university spokesperson, he confirmed that the interdict stops any form of grouping at UJ's residences, libraries, lecture venues, laboratories, and any buildings operated, owned, or managed by the university, including off-campus accommodation.
Right.
The court order is binding until the 31st of May, when respondents will have an opportunity to show cause why the interim relief should not be made final. The court order also prohibits obstructing or preventing students, staff, and visitors from entering and exiting the university, disrupting of classes and exams, carrying out acts of threats of violence against and causing damage to the property.
Yeah, but this is just the next step in a chaotic campaign, it depends on how you look at it. The other explanation is that this is just a random act of violence. I don't know so much. Seen a lot of this on campuses. We saw the whole of the Northwest University's Turfloop, right? That they burnt.
I think so.
One of them. Or else Mafeking. Sorry, Mafeking. There's a campus there that they burnt down. Anyway, it's all very depressing. I don't know what the answer is here. We're burning down schools and we're burning down universities, the two places that we can improve the lives of future young South Africans in. Bizarre, right? Bizarre. The two places we should not be burning. Let's go to Simba. Hey, Simba, what's up, dude?
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's up?
I'm all right. Gareth, I think the problem that we have here is that the political system itself is a bit screwed up. In terms of, you know, when MPs are appointed and leaders like that, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know who you're voting for. You vote for a party. The party creates a list, and you stay in Midrand, and the guy that they give you stays in somewhere in Soweto. There mm-hmm. already there's a problem.
Right.
In some countries, you vote for a person who's affiliated with the party. So you may know that, okay, you love the ANC, but the guy, Thabo, that you're going to vote for is sort of Kruger. And
right.
there's Peter from the DA. We don't like the DA, but we know Peter is willing to bat for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people like that win. And it avoids situations like this. This whole, you know, you let's vote for a party, then hopefully the party is going to give us someone that will do.
Well,
it doesn't work.
You're exactly right, but some of the work is ours, right? I mean, Simba, I've met with the ANC and the DA councillor for my area. I actually met with both of them. I remember I said I was going to do this. I'm doing mm-hmm. it. I'm mm-hmm. actually doing it right now. I met with the ANC guy a week ago, and I'm meeting the DA woman, I think it's this week. Either this week or when I get back from America. And then I'm going to work. I'm not going to look at the party. I could give a shit about the party. I hate all political parties, right? And I'm going to look at these people. And I'm going to say, which of these two? And I mean, there isn't an EFF one as far as I can tell in my ward. But who knows? Maybe I've just got to do more research. But those are the three main parties. I'm going to meet with them. I'm going to see if any of them are really impressive people. And then I'm not voting on party lines. I'm not going to vote based on the party, but I'm going to choose the party based on the candidate.
Yes.
That's what I want to do, and we should all do that. Just say to these parties, if you're going to give me a shitty ward councillor, I'm not voting for you.
Yes. That should be the way it is. You know, the more we keep voting on parties and lines, the more we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, people swear by the ANC, but the ANC is led by Zuma. Sorry, I'm getting a bit more political.
That's all right. You can get political.
You know, but people swear by the ANC, but Zuma is leading it.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
It's cruel.
Yeah. And how can you? And you can't divorce the one from the other. You can't say, "Oh, I'm very proud of the ANC, but I'm not supporting Zuma." You can't be proud of the ANC if it has got this guy in charge.
No, true. Another thing, you should check out what's happening in politics, but around the whole Zim thing, under the hashtag called The Flag. There's a movement going, an anti-government movement. The Flag.
S-L-A-G.
The flag, as in South African flag. So the hashtag
Okay,
is
The Flag.
Hashtag This Flag. Look it up. There's a movement. People are...
All right.
Things are about to start happening in Zim because everyone's fed up, standard with the Zim government, and yeah.
But there are no people left in Zim to cause trouble.
Well,
they're all living here in Joburg.
people are beginning to speak because we never had guys. Everyone has always been afraid.
Right.
You know how it is, like with everyone's Uncle Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So guys are getting more vocal. And it's becoming quite interesting.
Well, that sounds good. Anyway. I'll go and check it out. The Flag, huh?
This Flag.
Okay, This Flag.
Yeah. T-H-I-S,
okay.
Flag.
This Flag, and that's a hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, and I think we're probably going to have more Zimbabweans in South Africa again. We're introducing bond notes, what we call bond notes, because Zimbabwe doesn't have money.
Yeah,
okay.
It's bankrupt.
Now, yes, so what it does is, it's a similar situation that happened when Zuma mentioned the Van Rooyen issue,
mm-hmm.
where money is wiped out from the system.
Right.
So Shame we say.
Yeah, there we go.
So any US dollar that were left in the country,
mm-hmm.
guys are now paying people within government and banks to take that money out, because that bond note is as good as you writing on a small paper $20.
Yeah.
It's not backed by anything. So the very little currency that we had left has been completely wiped out.
Well, Simba, anyway. Thanks for the inside track there, dude. I'm totally on your side on all the things you brought up. Thank you.
Oh, cool, man. Have a good day.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
I think you look amazing. I don't even know how you look today, but I bet you do.
Mm.
Thank you, Simba.
She looks like a freedom fighter today. All right, thank you. There we go. There's Simba.
And I am dressed in red.
They like from Washington or from London or from any other quarter, our people, only our people will decide and no one else.
Right. Here are a couple of points. Heads up for Mabali from Chris. Mm. Common will be in Durban in July.
Yes, I saw this yesterday. I'm already preparing myself. I will be pregnant I'm having his babies. How many times have I told you?
But you mustn't meet him pregnant with someone else's baby.
No. Oh. He is the baby daddy.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So it's happening sooner than I thought it would.
Right.
But I'm getting pregnant, guys.
Yes, Flex.
With regards to the UJ fire, I've come across a graph here showing what that 100 million would have been used by UJ. And it says that because they now have to allocate 100 million rand to fix the building, it would apply to next year now. 500 law students won't get a tuition grant.
Mm-hmm.
500 education students can't. 400 engineering students. 600 economic students.
Right.
400 health science students. And 200 art students won't get a tuition.
We can do without the art students. The rest, yeah.
But it's disgusting when you see the figures of what that 100 million could have done. And possibly one or a handful of people took this education away from all these people.
It's a great shame.
Shame.
One stupid decision.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame we say.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame,
shame.
We say.
Shame.
Everybody's shamed by this whole thing. It's revolting. All right, but that's a good piece of info, Flax. It just proves that, you know, cut off your nose to spite your own face. That's the saying.
If we take one more second to think, there are other options to handle situations.
I know, but then, you know, there was an article in the Business Day. And this article actually had the gall to say that protests take place after a prolonged peaceful protest cycle that is ignored by politicians. In other words, that violence is rational to the protesters, which is not acceptable. That's what I was saying the other day about that whole Rhodes List and rape culture and all the rest of it. It is not acceptable to turn violent just because you're not being heard. There have got to be other ways. We've got to figure those ways out, because all we're doing, if we do turn violent, is we're hurting ourselves. We're not hurting other people. We're hurting ourselves. The politicians are not hurt by this violence. Do you think that any member of parliament, from the ANC, the DA, the EFF, any of them, do you think any of their kids go to school in Vuwani?
No.
Do you think any of their kids are at UJ at the moment where that auditorium is burnt down and on a tuition grant?
No.
Because they're probably getting free tuition. Or their parents can afford to pay, put them through there because they're ministers, they're MPs. Right?
Mm.
So who gets hurt? Us. We hurt ourselves. It's self-destructive behavior. And we've got to stop it. It's getting to be really goddamn ridiculous. Kylie says, this is interesting. In local government elections, you have two votes. One for your ward and one for a political party. The system tries to balance out the worst elements of each voting system. Well, that's a good point. Don't you get to vote for just the party?
No, not for the municipal elections.
So technically what you could do is you could vote for a person on the one ballot.
Yes.
And a totally different party on the other, although it might be counterproductive. You'd rather want to, you know, put your full force behind one candidate.
Yeah.
Vaynant says, surely they have insurance and they would pay for it, not the university. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, an auditorium is not the kind of thing you need to insure usually. But who knows? They must have some kind of building insurance. Tabor says, Flax, the Steve Jobs movie that you're referring to is the one where Michael Fassbender takes on the Steve Jobs role. It's not great, but the screenplay by Aaron Sorkin, adapted from Walter Isaacson's biography of Steve Jobs, so definitely worth your time. Now, Khaleesi. This is Tabor who wants to talk about the Khaleesi. It's not just me, you see. Because, okay, be honest, you to say what you said to us earlier, Mubs.
I said that I wish I was a guy. Because it is very interesting to see how excited the average man gets when looking at the naked female form.
Can't help it.
Mm.
I know. I mean, I'm listening to the story, and for some strange reason, I'm on a post that says Miss Bum Bum post Twitter news to celebrate Barcelona win. I have no intention of going on this, but I'm on it.
No, but Ben is just like me. We're a bit disappointing to humanity, but what can we do?
I'm trying to find a story about politics, and I get this.
Now, here's Tabo. He says, Khaleesi, very disappointing. This is how Tabo feels.
In terms of what, though, Tabo? I mean...
He says, he lists the problems.
Oh, okay.
No punan. No ass. Honestly, I think it was a body double. I wanted to see more of Emilia Clarke, not those worn-out boobs.
Well, I don't know, Tabo. Were you hoping to see the same kind of boobs that you see when watching, like, a porn video? Because, you know, those are surgically enhanced.
Why not?
Well, I don't think Emilia Clarke has surgically enhanced boobies, is what I'm saying.
I didn't think they were so bad.
I didn't think they were bad either.
No, Graham has sent me a picture of the Khaleesi naked, and he says she will be coming round the mountain when she comes. Ha ha ha. It is fantastic, according to him. And Graham, of course, is the guy who's been hassling us all to check out the Khaleesi.
Okay.
Very excited. All right. What else is in the news?
Okay. Seeing as how we got onto Game of Thrones and all that stuff, Fox have made an announcement on new TV shows that we can look forward to. TV series. Fox's schedule will feel like a trip to the multiplex, with its two new dramas being remakes of the popular movies Lethal Weapon.
They're going to bring that back?
Lethal Weapon is going to become a series.
Danny Glover?
Not Danny Glover.
Well,
they will have...
Mel Gibson?
They will have Clayne Crawford, I don't know who that is, and Damon Wayans Sr. as the crime-fighting duo.
I'm in favor of any Wayans. I'm the biggest fan in the world for the Wayans. I'm happy with the Wayans. All those in favor of the Wayans?
Yes. Hilarious for days.
Thank you,
I want to laugh forever.
There we go. Pashida loves them too.
All 25 of them.
All
There's
the
so
all the
many
Wayans.
Of them.
Marlon and Damon and
Oh, gosh.
Who's the other? Come on.
No, I can't do this without Googling it.
Sean Wayans.
Are there as many Goliaths as there are Wayans?
Yes.
Wow.
Goliaths, the funny families.
The Goliaths are our own version of the Wayans, but there's a lot of Wayans.
Sean, Keenan Ivory.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Damon.
Yes.
There's Kim. She's the only girl.
They haven't heard of her.
She's like, and then they've all had children as well. So there are a lot of Wayans. And they all act.
There's 10 Wayans, according to Flex. 10.
Well, yeah, because you have the, you know, you have the original Wayans, but then they've all also had children.
Which ones? Okay, I know Marlon is the very funny one who always plays a high character in all the scary movies and everything. Now, the really good-looking one is Sean, right?
Well, it depends.
Who's your favorite, Mubs?
My favorite at the moment is, I think it's Dwayne Wayans. Now, he acted in,
White Chicks.
No, well, no.
No, that was Sean and Marlon.
He was in a sitcom. Happy Endings. He acted in a sitcom called Happy Endings.
All right.
But I mean, he is a child of one of the original Wayans.
Jeez, that's a lot of Wayans.
There are a lot of Wayans, man.
Oh, yeah, this Dwayne Wayans is a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's my favorite for now.
Jesus. Now, he is the child of Howell Wayans and Elvira Wayans. Who the fuck are they? I mean, who are they?
They are...
Elvira Wayans? All right.
They are so funny that I actually saw now one of them is named V-O-N-N-I-E, Vonnie.
Vonnie. Yeah, there's Damon, Marlon, Sean, Keenan Ivory, Elvira, Nadia, Deirdre, Vonnie, Dwayne, and there's some others.
And there are a lot. But anyway, so it's Damon Wayans Sr., who will be in this remake of Lethal Weapon. Then they're also turning The Exorcist into a series.
I don't think you should ever be called a senior if you're...
If you're still good looking, no.
Yeah, and Damon Wayans does not look old. I mean, the guy is, what, 55? He doesn't look old. He should not be called senior. No one should be called senior until you're in your 80s.
Thank you.
Don't you agree?
Yes, he's good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. In fact, none of the Wayans are really ugly. Good genes all around.
Good things all around.
Yeah.
So The Exorcist is coming into a series?
Oh, good. Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. That chick who crawls down the stairs and throws up all over the priest.
Ooh. Yeah, and her head rotates.
That's the one.
60 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah, that was some movie. You've never seen this?
I've seen it.
It's pretty scary, right?
It burns my memory.
Was that a tokolosh or was that the demon?
You know, it's just so hard to tell.
It's very hard to tell these days. Do you believe in demon possession? I mean, seriously, do you believe it? Is there anyone who believes in it?
No.
Pashida?
You would have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, but do you think it's possible?
Well, anything is possible in this world, eh?
I don't know. I don't agree. I think it's all bullshit, and these priests make it up so that they can have something to do. Really? I think they make it up. They totally... And they frighten people with it. Because if you're a happy-go-lucky, chilled person who's doing your thing, and you believe that you could be possessed by a demon, that puts the brakes on your fun in a big way. And it's a way for them to control you. Because they're the only ones who can get the demon out, right?
Yeah, like there's a whole placebo effect, I think, spreads into this. You generally find that people who are quite hysterical and strange in life are the ones who always see ghosts. These are the ones who always have these things. It's like, when is a normal person being probed by an alien?
Mm.
No, it's some hick in Smallville who just had too much moonshine.
I would love to hear from someone who's actually been possessed by demons or who's seen an exorcism. Or who's performed an exorcism. Maybe we should look for a Catholic priest who's done that, Flex.
And has it ever happened in a higher socioeconomic neighborhood?
Well, in the movie The Exorcist, yes. Greg says, I think there could even be a Wayans in the studio with you guys. There's so many.
Yeah, possibly.
Pashida, what's your surname? Is it Wayans?
No, it was my BC that has changed to my Tabula.
Okay, but it's not Wayans.
No.
Just checking. Avi says that Prison Break is coming back. Remember,
yes.
you told us about this the other day.
Now, I don't remember what happened in the last Prison Break because I thought Michael Scofield died. Didn't he die? Because he was sick or something? Okay, yeah. So that's also Fox's mentioned that Prison Break is coming back. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming as a Halloween special, so that will be later this year.
Right.
The
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, that used to be a thing, huh?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I watched the original with Tim Curry.
Okay, well, they're going to make that into a series. Was it a movie?
Or was it
a series?
No, it was a movie.
Yeah, they're going to make it into a series.
It's a full-on movie. But I don't know how that'll work for a series. I don't know if that's... because it's a one-off story. I don't know. I mean, unless these characters are there...
Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
I mean, what a ridiculous movie. And now we're going to make a TV series out of it?
Yes.
Hmm.
Now, you know what they're also bringing back, and you loved the first one, Gareth.
I'm excited. Go on.
24 Legacy.
Ah, okay, now that was a great show, but I don't know if Jack Bauer still fits into things. You know, back in those days, it was all about Islamic terrorism and...
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. That's still a thing.
No, that's definitely still a thing.
Right.
And, I wonder if they will use... What's his name again? Is it Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland. He's going to be a lot older.
Hasn't she got a new one yet? Like, because there was Donald and now Kiefer. Didn't Kiefer have one? Like
you mean the Sutherlands carry on?
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland and Kiefer Sutherland.
Why can't the Sutherlands just weigh in a bit more and then 24 could be relevant? Because Kiefer's way too old now.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You can't battle terrorism and you... have no hair. You've got to stop for a breather. He can't stay awake for 24 hours anymore. It'll be like 12. What's 12? Oh, it's Kiefer. He's only awake for 12 hours now.
Shame. Can't stay up for the whole 24 hours.
Instead of that theme of dip, dip, it becomes his alarm clock. Kiefer, wake up. Oh, fuck. Catch these guys again. Come on.
Ben.
Put someone on the night shift. I just put 12 hours in. Bloody hell.
Oh, that's so hard.
I'm watching Ellen.
Chloe, there isn't time.
Ah, when Ben gets on a roll, it's great.
Oh. I did love 24, though, so I would be excited to watch this.
24 Legacy is what it's called.
An episode where he's just eating nuggets and watching Ellen. He's like, fuck off. I'm on the couch for a bit.
See?
That's just hectic.
All right, Ben, now do Prison Break, because I'm not excited about Prison Break coming back, because I only really enjoyed the first season, and then the other three that followed were just a complete waste of my time after that. How many more prisons can they break out of?
Who watched the last season of Prison Break? It must have been in the 90s. Ooh. I mean, I don't even remember that. Did you watch it?
No, after the first episode, I just got confused. I literally got confused.
In any case, what is someone who's as gentle and... supposedly kindly and well-mannered and decent-natured as
Michael
Scofield doing in prison anyway?
Trying to break his brother out of prison.
Yeah, but what's he still doing in there? You don't just get thrown in prison.
Like, seriously.
Oh, boy.
It's too much. It's just too much.
I don't understand. There could be a Rush Hour series, says Gift, with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. Now, that would be fun.
There is.
Gift Dikhole. Is there really?
Yes.
Huh.
Rush Hour! Mm.
I loved Rush Hour.
Not with the original actors. They've cast brand new people, but yes, there is a TV series based on Rush Hour.
Okay, Tyrell says, are Dwayne Wayans and Damon Wayans the same person? Google's confusing the hell out of me. Yeah, well, first of all, Tyrell, you spell it W-A-Y-A-N-S. Look up Dwayne and then look up Damon. They're different people. Dwayne is either Damon's son or his nephew.
Yeah.
One of the two. I can't remember. Who can keep up with these Wayans? Greg says, I think there could be Wayans all over South Africa we don't even know about.
True.
I'm going to look out for those Wayans. Look out! Okay, what else?
When was the last time you went and watched a movie? Because I haven't been into a theater for the longest time, and I have just stumbled on how much it costs you to go and watch a movie now.
No.
Yeah.
How much?
Files.
How much?
Well, a front row ticket for the new opening of any movie you like at Sturkenny Call will cost you an average...
800 and 700. Listen properly.
All right.
700 and 69,000. 820. And 70.
Okay, all right. Is that right?
Yes.
That's how much, a lot of money.
That's how much it will cost you.
Wow.
Okay, this confuses me. This says a front row ticket for the new opening of any movie. Are tickets priced according to rows?
Well, you don't sit in the front row.
I didn't know this, guys. Am I stupid?
I didn't know this either. Who's been to a movie recently? No, I don't know what this is.
I've been to a movie recently.
All right, go on, Pashita, you're the expert.
It was a date night. I went to watch Civil War, Captain America, awesome movie.
I've heard that's brilliant.
Awesome!
That's getting great reviews.
Right. Yes. I went there, and we weren't charged according to rows. I'm also shocked by this, because we just, you know, you pay the normal price
and
for
you
the
sit
movie.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But anyway, so the tickets cost an average of R87.50 these days for Sturkenny Call.
Sure.
65 rand at New Metro.
True.
Okay. Now, here's a quick comparison of what you will be charged for snacks to go along with this hefty.
See, now, this is where you get shaken up properly.
Yeah. This is actually a rip-off, some people are saying. So, a bottle of water at Sturkenny Call will cost you 20 rand.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Casper, calm down. All right. Sheesh.
20 rand for Sturkenny Call, 17.50 for New Metro. A regular Coke, this is 650 mils, 25.90 at Sturkenny Call.
But what business do you have with 650 mils of soft drink? I mean, that's, again, it's expensive and a bad life choice.
Yeah. Too much sugar.
You are
too
absolutely much. Right, Ben.
That's a lot of money.
That's
though.
A lot of money. 22.50 at New Metro. Regular popcorn at Sturkenny Call, 27.90.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
27.90 for popcorn.
Do you
popcorn.
Know how cheap it is to make popcorn? You can make a bowl of popcorn the size of a swimming pool and it won't cost you more than 50 rand.
Exactly.
Come on. We're being ripped off here. People, they're ripping us off.
Oh, yes, they are.
We got us, Sean?
Yeah.
Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean, what's up, dude?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I don't know how well you guys know Grahamstown, but Grahamstown has got 52 churches. And obviously, there's a couple of them that's not in use. So what they did was they renovated. There's one close to St. Andrews.
Yeah.
That's a couple of years ago, and they renovated this church, or they started renovating. And they on the first day... They had to stop and call in the cops because they found items on, you know, inside the church that wasn't all kosher, and was coffins filled with dead cats. There was candles, and it turned out that candles was made from body fat, human body fat. So, yeah, it's on this whole demon subject. I don't know. I mean, that could just be crazy people thinking that it's there. But, and then how do you explain levitation, though?
Levitation? I've never seen levitation.
Do yourself a favor. There was a show on a segment on Carte Blanche years ago.
Oh, but everybody knows Carte Blanche isn't true.
come on. Wasn't Ruda Lampan in your studio the other day? She's going to murder you if you say that. There was a segment where they actually did an exorcism. I must have been 10 years or 11 years old at the time. And I remember to this day, they showed the exorcism, and this girl actually started levitating. She was sitting down in a chair, but she started levitating with the chair.
I'd be willing to be possessed by a demon if I could levitate.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
yeah, but what if your head turns 360 degrees?
Well, it'll hurt you. I think it hurts like a bitch when you wake up the next day, because, you know, sometimes I put my neck out just sleeping.
Cheers,
Sean. Wow. Bye-bye. Churches in Grahamstown, huh? Dodgy. All right. You were busy telling us.
Well, I mean, it's just expensive to go watch a movie, is all I was trying to say.
I wouldn't know, because I can't afford it, so I haven't been for so long. Yes, yeah. Flex.
I must say, movies have changed a lot over the years. Nowadays, you can get like a Lazy Boy chair. Mm-hmm. You can get them to bring you coffee and stuff while you're sitting in the movie.
That's nice.
You can order a pizza, and you can take the pizza in the movie with you and eat a pizza and watch a movie, just like if you're at home on a Sunday night.
Huh.
You get lovebird seats. So if you're going on like a romantic date,
right.
The seats are joined together. So you no longer have that weird hand thing in the...
Yeah, but that's better, because otherwise people start masturbating each other. It's not good.
Ew!
I don't want people getting too romantic in the movie theater. I mean, we all have to be in that space.
Oh, come on. It's just a moment. Come on.
There's nothing. I do not want to watch the couple in front of me swapping saliva while I'm trying to see robots smashing each other in the face.
What if it's a boy's first date and he's trying to mack on a chick?
Then take her outside. Damn it. It's good enough for the Khaleesi. It's good enough for her. I don't think it's too much to ask.
IMAXs are popping up everywhere now.
I like IMAX. I like that. That's the only time I'll leave home. The last time I saw a movie was Star Wars.
Ooh, yeah.
That was the last one.
I can't remember the last time I've seen a movie.
Oh, my sister, because you're a hermit.
I am, you know?
You don't leave your house, but then neither do I. You think I'm watching all this stuff? You think I'm watching it on my TV? I'm watching it on my laptop. In bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I said to you, watching Vikings the other day, and I'm at the end of season 2 already. Very exciting. I know I'm way behind the curve, but this is my time now. Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah, I've started watching Vikings again the latest season.
It's good, huh?
Can I tell you what the one problem is?
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
No, I've got it.
Uh-oh.
Now, I like Vikings, okay? I started watching it, and it's all good and well, because I like history. But this is where the show comes unstuck. The Vikings weren't English, right?
No, they were...
Scandinavians.
Yeah.
Norsemen, they had their own language.
Yeah. Yes.
They invaded England, right? That was their language.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they invade, they speak English to each other. And it's like normal because it's a show, so they're talking to each other. Like, I'll take your land, like, fuck you, I'll take your woman, whatever. Now, they invade France, right?
Right.
France don't speak English, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Vikings, okay. Now, the Vikings are like, and the French are like, what is this man saying? I can't speak to him, I can't understand his language.
But the French are speaking English.
But the French speak English. So now, because they're in France, the Vikings are now becoming these mongoloids who can't speak, so they get frustrated. They're like, I want to, and then it's just, oh, hang on a second, who's what here? So you can't actually follow any language because now...
Well, let me just remind you that there was at the time that they set the Vikings, it's around the time of King Egbert of Wessex, there were a lot of Vikings resident in England, so they would have learned to speak a lot of English, and vice versa. Yeah. Not so much in France.
But
it's entirely possible.
But even in England, they were having that thing where the Vikings would speak English,
yeah,
and then the English would then speak English under their breath because they couldn't understand each other. And like you said, okay, hang on a second. We either only speak one language or we've got to get subtitles
then
in the mix.
Don't you want all of them to just speak the language that you as the viewer understand?
Yes. That's exactly my point though, Gareth. It's either get subtitles involved if you try to show these differences. Don't try and make him out to be a monkey man who's going, It's just stupid.
It speaks to the commitment of the creators of the show, because didn't they create an entire language for a season like Game of Thrones? Like, they did thorough research, and they, you know, they took bits of words from different languages and then they created their own for some of the
Absolutely.
Subtitled parts.
Did you hear John Carney, who we had in the studio last year?
Yes.
Has been an advisor on that Civil War movie, and apparently, which character is it? The Black Panther or
the
Panther?
Black Panther, oh, gorgeous man.
Speaks Xhosa.
He's Xhosa, brother.
And it's like obviously they've converted it into like a hybrid of Xhosa and some made up stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's what he speaks.
Nice.
Yes.
So you see, finally, some recognition for our languages in the big screen.
And he will speak it in the movie. Black Panther will speak it in his own movie in 2018. That will be his official language.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it is, you know, it is a good point you raise, Ben, but don't you think it's also because some people are just too lazy to read subtitles, and so creators of shows think, but we really don't want the viewer to have to work so hard to read subtitles, let's just make it all in English. I think sometimes calls like that get made.
That's great, but now you've got this conundrum of them suddenly becoming, like... Oh, it just does my head, and it really does. It's
you know
like,
what, Ben? The producers had no idea the show would even be a success. I'm telling you.
Yes.
They probably thought, we'll get one season if we're like, they didn't think they'd be going to France.
That's no excuse. That's the first thing. Oh, we know what we do, yes. That's why we're just going to come for the next 3 hours.
Ben loves it. He's on full flame.
I love it. Okay. I just want to guess the 8 useless body parts that we now can talk about. I'm sure you know. I know some of these.
Let's play this game. Okay. Everybody, we're all going to join in and try and guess which body parts we don't need. All right?
Okay.
So whatever you are, whatever you're doing, stop it right now and then play the game with us. It's more fun anyway. Whoever you're talking to is probably not that exciting a person. That's probably true. I mean, you see them every day at work, so you don't need to talk to them all the time. Rather than us. Let's play the game. And here are the body parts you don't need anymore.
Okay, now, before I get to those, in the formation of a human embryo...
Yeah?
In the formation of a human baby... Everyone inherits genes from both their mother and father.
Yeah.
However, in the womb, we all begin as...
Women.
Female. Yes, Gareth and Ben and Flex, you were all once women. Deal with it.
So, probably the penis you don't need. Is that right?
No, heterosexual women definitely need the penis.
Oh, okay.
It's useful, you see. Oh. Eventually, men get a Y chromosome, proving the difference between them staying as a woman or becoming a man. But we all start out as female. So, for a man, nipples are completely useless. Nipples are a trait inherited from the mother's side, which men just happen to keep, despite the fact that they serve no real purpose for a man.
Yeah, I've looked at them sometimes in the mirror, and I've thought, what the hell am I doing with nipples?
It's because you started out as a girl, and you inherited it from your mom, but you really don't need nipples.
I have the worst titties in the world, then. You think the Khaleesi's titties, who was it who complained about it? Tabo complained about her titties. Listen, Tabo, would you prefer to see mine? And how come it's not a problem for men to walk around with their nipples out? But women, the minute the nipples come out, everybody freaks out. Totally unfair. Totally unfair. What is wrong with those guys at the gym too, who wear those stringy vests where their tits hang out on both sides? You see the nipple. You actually see the nipple.
You
Why do we need that?
See the nipple,
don't need the nipple, right?
Men complain that their nipples don't do anything, but have you ever thought what would you like your nipples to do as a man?
Nothing.
Well,
thank
I mean...
you. I'm very happy mine do nothing.
Yeah, because for
detect
us...
zombies.
There is only one use for our nipples, and that's to feed some
children.
Rugrat.
Yeah.
But other than...
to look pretty, to be stimulated during sexual intercourse.
Yeah, but wouldn't that go... Isn't that the same for you guys as well? No, you don't like your nipples being licked?
It does nothing for me. Does nothing for me.
They can sort of tell when it's cold. Like, they'll go hard when it's cold.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. That's about it.
Okay, so this is all courtesy...
Who do you think has the best tits out of Ben and Flax and I?
I haven't seen your tits. I haven't seen any of your tits.
All right, just guess. Who do you imagine would have great tits under those shirts?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Come on.
I'm gonna I'm going
to find best. I mean, what are we going with here? Are you wanting to cup them? Or you what do you want to do with them?
Whose tits are the nicest to look at, you think?
I'm going to say Flex, only because he's still younger, you see.
He's still got some.
because you know, the three of us...
Just under his knees.
The
like
three of
ben
us are on the downhill of aging, so things are starting to look worse and worse over time. So I'm going to say Flex, because he's still got youth on his side.
I'm flattered.
You got nice tits, Flex. Who knew? Huh?
Okay.
I'll tell you who's got big tits is Duncan.
Oh, my gosh.
Get him in here. I just saw him walking down the passage. Duncan, and show us your tits.
Flash us.
Where's Mabasa? Duncan Mabasa has got he's got good tits for a guy. I'm telling you now.
Duncan,
come here. Come on here.
Grab a mic in studio, yeah. Duncan.
Yeah.
How are you, brother?
I'm good.
Come over here.
Yeah.
We were talking now. You know, it's stupid that men have breasts, right? Because we don't need them. I mean, not breasts, but nipples. We don't need nipples. What do we do with them?
Gareth, there's this thing that you can do on a weekend.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
So, look, you know, sometimes masturbating can be really boring. Oh, you want to add some adventure.
Yes.
So I once asked Jonty, what else can I do except willy my wanker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know
so
what
you need to do, Gareth, is just touch your one nipple with your left hand.
No, I'm doing it right now.
And then, while you jacking off...
Don't look at me when you're saying this, please. Sorry. Just make eye contact. Just look ahead. Yes, what do you do?
You rub
your
on
nipple.
Your scrotum.
And?
While you're touching and pressing on your nipple.
It That's a lot of hand action. You've got one hand is busy down there, the other hand is on your titty, and now you want me to touch my scrotum with what?
So there's this position.
Your pinky.
I can show you the position, how you do it.
Dude, show me the position.
So when you... Are you
gonna no, I'm not assisting in any way.
My valet will not help you. No, she's actually pulled away. She doesn't want anything to do with you.
So with your pinky, you rub your scrotum.
Okay.
And then with the ring in your hand,
yeah.
You do the other thing
and then
press on your nipple.
And that's... And does it work?
Dude, you know it's working when some liquid comes out of your
You really do have the best tits.
Dude, that's how you know it's working.
You out of all of the four guys here in the studio now, you have the best tits.
I feel like I do, Gary.
Yeah, I think you should be proud of that. Mm-hmm. What size cup do you reckon you are? A.
I don't know. Ben told me.
A. Definitely.
Ben wants nothing to do with this.
All right. We're going to talk to you about conspiracy theories later. So you
great, great presentation, I feel, guys.
Oh,
it's called We Need Another Hero.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've actually given it a name.
Yeah.
All right, there's Duncan Mabasa. Never boring with him around. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
really didn't.
Pashita, you didn't expect that this morning, did you?
I didn't. He has a busy weekend, eh?
That's a quiet weekend, man.
So, on top of everything, Duncan lactates as well. That's what we just found out.
Yeah.
All right, so we know that the nipples on a man are completely useless. What other body parts are useless?
Okay, so you probably know about the appendix, right?
Well, okay. Let me tell you what I know about the appendix. You correct me where I'm wrong. I know that the appendix is at the... It's in the large intestine. And it was, and it remains in very herbivorous animals that only eat plants, a place to break down cellulose, which is the plant cell walls. Is that right?
You are absolutely correct, Gareth.
I'm a genius.
Now, all of this is according to a Dr. Andrew Rochford, okay? We don't need an appendix.
No.
We had it because it would digest certain plant materials,
mm-hmm.
Which we just don't eat anymore.
Right.
You know,
the husk of a coconut.
Yes. You know, this isn't the caveman days.
The husk.
So the appendix has been rendered completely useless.
Really, handfuls of bark.
My question, though, is why don't these things...
Handfuls of bark and husks of coconuts. It's a lot of shit.
Why haven't these body parts that are useless to us been phased out?
Well, they are.
Over time.
They are being phased out.
So, I mean, a million years from now, humans will be born. Men will have no nipples. Ooh.
Mubs, where's your tail? You don't have a tail.
I don't have a tail anymore.
Cox
you
sticks.
Used to.
Yes,
not you, but our ancestors used to.
Yeah. Used to be a lot longer.
Right. Your coccyx is what's left of your tail. Ben is spot on. Don't use it that much. And it's down there, and you only know about it when you hurt it. Like if you sat down on something sharp, Then you know you had a coccyx.
Yeah, if you fall and you land on your coccyx.
Like, oh shit, my tail.
Very painful.
Mm.
All right, so appendix, useless.
Got you.
Then you've got that hollow air pocket in your nose, which, if you're me, troubles you every day of your life and can lead to severe headaches. Your sinuses.
Ah.
Those air-filled spaces in your head that give you a shocking headache. Nobody seems to know what purpose sinuses serve. I mean, this Dr. Rochford says, I can understand if you have a heavy head, you know, the air pockets will kind of alleviate that pressure and make your head feel lighter.
Well, let's ask the expert, Ben.
Ben?
My head's exactly the same as your guy's head.
No, it's not.
It is.
No. Not true.
Shame.
Just not true.
But they don't really know what sinuses are for, what purpose they serve in your body. So they're listed as body parts that are just useless.
Jeez. All right. I thought sinuses had a function. Clearly not. Now I really am annoyed that they're there.
Dr. Rochford also lists your tonsils.
Yeah. Well, I had mine out when I was at primary school.
I have mine still.
You still have yours?
Mm.
No.
I still got mine, and apparently it's very, very dangerous to have them removed at an age like mine. Apparently severe bleeding, and you can bleed to death. And also, the doctor said, because I had severe tonsillitis like last year, and they wanted to remove them.
Sorry, my tonsils, but I think they're coming back.
He said if he removes my tonsils, I stand the chance of my voice changing as well.
No.
So I could have gone with like that squeaky voice.
Yeah. That would have been horrible.
Apparently, you get a squeaky voice. If you get sick or something during puberty, apparently it develops a squeaky voice and you're stuck with it for life. Is that true?
I don't think so. I don't know anyone who's
That's what
that.
They told me in school. That's why I made sure I hit the vitamin C during puberty.
The whole way through?
Yo, I smashed it.
All right. What else?
Fourth on the list is something we haven't used since being the prey of wild animals. The muscles that move your ear. We have them, but we don't need them because we don't move our ears anymore. Oh my gosh, you're doing it.
I can move my ears.
That is so creepy.
Everyone can move them.
I can't. I can't.
But why do we need to?
You just need to, I don't know.
What do you do?
I think what you mean, though, not moving them just backwards and forwards on your head. I think you mean like a cat can turn its ears and a dog can turn its ears to face the sound.
Ah, yes, that makes sense.
That we can't do.
Yeah, because that came from a point when you were concerned about things coming up behind you and eating you. So.
Well, that's still a problem.
Yeah. We also don't need earlobes. Why do you need earlobes, Dr. Rochford asked.
Why did we need them then?
That's just a design thing, really. I mean, that's just aesthetics.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure a lot of women would say, hey, I need my earlobes for my earrings, but, you know, completely useless. Goosebumps. So the small muscles that move your hair when you get cold and all your hair stands on end, we don't need those, according to Dr. Rochford. Finally, he has named a reflex found only in babies, which stems back to the days of children clinging to their parents' back like koala bears. It's you know when you put your finger out and a baby grasps your...
Yep, I noticed that with my little nephew who was born.
It's called a palmar grasp. Anyone who's got a young child, this is a really cool thing to do. So what you do with a baby up to the age of 4 months, if you rub your fingers along the palm of their hand, they will automatically grip it. It's like a reflex thing. Huh. That grip is apparently strong enough to hold their body weight, but, you know, don't try this at home. Huh. yeah, so it's called the palmar grasp.
Don't try it. I'm going to go home now and try it.
Please don't try it with your brand new nephew.
I'm going to. I mean, he's perfect age to test him on.
Yeah, actually do it and let us know tomorrow. But don't let him hang on. You know, don't make him hang onto you in midair. Just rub his
Did you
palm.
Just say Noah?
No.
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 Really?
No. No.
Stop it!
No!
All right.
Yeah, and there you have it.
No, those are all useless body parts. And useless things that we don't need anymore.
We just don't need anymore.
I learnt about goosebumps in my paramedics course. So apparently, it's the proper name for it is peri erectus.
Oh, erectus.
And what happens is your hair follicles will stand up mm-hmm. when your body senses that it's cold. So your hair follicles stand up and they create a layer of warmth around your body.
Especially if you're very hairy.
Yeah. So peri-erectus instead of goosebumps.
All right. Thank you, Flax. You see.
Be scientific.
There we go. I'm just impressed that you're a paramedic.
Yeah.
I've saved a lot of lives.
Well, you better keep an eye on all of us because, you know, with Mabali and her constant asthma problems and Ben with his big head, anything could happen.
My dream is to one day help bring out a baby. Deliver a baby.
If you can conceive one as well. I'll show you how.
Well, if you speak to Dr. Jonathan Witch, you can go help him on a Friday.
Apparently he pulls out child after child, yeah.
The first baby I deliver, I'm going to bring the planctus?
The placenta.
Placenta. I'm going to bring the placenta.
Rather don't get involved, all right?
Why are you doing that?
Rather don't, if you call the planctus. The planctus.
Why would you want to hold on to the placenta, Flex? To do what with?
Just to show you guys.
To put it in a jar and put it on display in your flat.
Apparently it's very smelly, helping with a baby birth.
If you can imagine, there's a lot of blood and other fluid involved.
Apparently, the woman will piss and she will also poo.
Yes.
And if you don't put your finger on her, I think it's her, that little thing between the vagina and the anal cavity.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the name for the thing? But anyway, that can tear.
Perineum.
Perineum, yes.
Whoa. Well, there's a lot of tearing when pushing out a baby through your vagina. There's a lot of tearing, and you need to be stitched up afterwards. And sometimes the doctor will cut you to assist with the tearing.
Mm. How are you?
Yeah, I say this because I've obviously given birth.
Sure. That's great. All right, what else have we got?
Now, this is funny. Okay, well, the first part of the story is not funny, but there is a woman who's died, right? She battled with lung cancer, and her son decided to get creative with her obituary. So this is what he wrote. Noland Mary Ann Alfred. Faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Mary Ann Noland of Richmond chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday. I would rather be dead than vote for Trump or Clinton, the obituary says.
I like that.
Her husband said that his child came up with the idea and they decided to do this as a way of honoring this woman because apparently she had a wicked sense of humor. So that is exactly how her obituary reads. I would rather be dead than vote for Trump or Clinton.
Hey, by the way, Pashita, you've made it. Someone doesn't like you yet already on Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Already, it took you one show. Mean people are. This is from Katlego Motlabeng, who says, who is that other girl in the studio? She's so annoying. She sounds like a hamster would if it made human sound.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't worry about it, Pashita. I'm on your side, all right?
Thank you.
It's a very tough crowd here, hey? Very tough crowd.
Kala says, apparently there are new theories that the appendix actually stores good flora to be reintroduced into your digestive system if something happens that made you shit your guts out. So IBS is much more prevalent in people without an appendix. Huh. Oh. And Tyron says, hair on nipples. Now that is useless.
Yeah.
And also very unattractive. Duncan says, Gareth, I love your show, but I really think someone needs to look at your streaming issues. I've reported this to tech support email on your website, nothing back. I have a high-speed fiber line, and I'm based in the UK. When I use the app, it disconnects intermittently. I've tried the different quality options. The issue persists. So you know what, Duncan? I'm going to have them look at it with full attention and total concentration today. We'll try and figure out what's going on there. We may need you to help us. You know, test the line or whatever. Sevi Les says, guys, popcorn the size of a regular at the movies at Pick and Pay is just R5. So where are they getting their seeds?
Yeah, for it to cost $27.
Right. And Gift says, Flex, what is a putza? Is it some sort of delicious food?
It's not this at school from the tuck shop lady. Every time I'd come and say, can I please have a piece of pizza? She'd go, a piece of what? A piece of what? A piece of what? And then I went for a pie.
a par, and then she said, a piece of what?
Your school was an enabler of note. Who serves pizza at, like, tuck shops?
Pizza and pies.
Let me tell you, I would frequently visit the tuck shop. I was allowed to use a special line, which was like on the side of the tuck shop.
Fat kid line.
Oh my god!
Was it a fat kid line?
It wasn't a fat kid line. It was more like a I know you, you know me line.
Wow! And all the other kids had to queue up.
Yeah, they were very jealous. Sometimes they'd ask me to buy them stuff.
Gary, you'd probably find that it was directly in front of the chip fryer where they put all the chocolate bars.
You'd probably find it was Revaflex around the tuck shop.
And I'd get the same thing every day. First break, two pies. Second break, popcorn, and then I'd probably get a chocolate.
Oh, my gosh!
So you really cut back in the second dig, huh?
Oh, my word!
You had two pies a day!
Did you ever speak to anyone during break, or was it just constantly...
Nah, just eat.
Wow. Flax, I'm very proud of you that you're not that fat kid anymore.
Yeah,
I really am.
I also never got to the stage where teachers were inviting me to eat with them in the staff room. That was like the bottom of the pit if you were in school.
Ugh. Why would they do that?
Because they knew you had no friends and no one wanted to talk to you.
That is horrible.
So they invite you into the staff room.
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh, that's the lowest of the low. No, but I thought about it the other day. I thought, you've got this lovely girlfriend now, Liz. She's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
You've had a couple of really gorgeous girls around you. You'd never have had that if you were fat.
That's life. You've got to see what it's like at the bottom to appreciate how it is at the top.
Started True. From the bottom, now we're here.
But just think how counterproductive it was for having two pies beyond just the eating. Can you imagine the excitement and the salivating process of the half hour prior to knowing you're having two pies? There's no way he was picking up anything in school.
No.
Right, so the next half hour before break, we're going to talk about algebra. Michael was already... He was not taking anything in.
I could name every single pie in that tuck shop. And when a new pie came in, like I remember the new shawarma pie came in. First to know about it.
So, Flex, is it safe to say that you have probably had every pie known to mankind? Ooh. Everything from beef and onion to cheese and ham.
Oh, for sure.
I've had four of every single pie on this earth.
Can you imagine being the small geeky kid who dropped his pencil near the doorway of the class before break time? There's Michael stampeding like that rhino in Jumanji.
There was a week in school when they introduced the mac and cheese, and I would order two, and I'd put it in one, and then everyone would be
Mike
jealous,
and, cheese.
And I'd tell them I just got a big serving, like I was lucky.
And you were there every day, hey?
Every day. I was the most regular visitor.
Did the tuxedo ever have a day where, I don't know, the electricity wasn't working or none of the mothers pitched up?
There were
days. Did you ever have a day where you arrived without money?
There were days where there was like a fast in the Jewish religion and the tuck shop would be closed. And I wouldn't eat that day until I got home and then I'd binge eat.
Tell me quickly. No. If you arrived at school and you didn't have money, did you have an arrangement where you'd pay them the next day?
In high school, I started sort of a system where I'd pay every month.
Yeah.
So I'd order like in the morning. I'd go and I'd order like a specialty dish, like a chicken.
By the way, when were you at your fattest? Middle of high school?
Probably near the end of grade 10, I was at my fattest.
Okay. So then we were on what? Two pies a day and a chocolate and popcorn.
Yeah.
Same menu every day.
Same thing every day.
And then what were you eating at home? Because didn't you also tell us about the McDonald's rides you used to take?
Yeah, home would be fast food. Because I'd go straight from school. I'd go to, my pair would take me to some like learning center to do my homework and stuff.
Learning center.
And then I'd go home, and on the way home, either I'd get food at the learning center, or the pair would take me for fast food on the way home.
You'd have more at the learning center.
And then on the weekends, I would still have the au pair, but then the au pair would take me to get takeaways on a Saturday night and then go to the movie store and get me a movie and then plonk me at home.
And you were just a big tub of lard, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have many
friends. Sweaty and angry. And
there was even a joke that when I didn't call Mr. Delivery in a week, they'd phone me.
Oh, shame. Yeah, they must have been really mean to you at school.
Yeah, they were quite mean.
Oh, Flex.
Well, he's fine now. Look at him. Yeah. He's emerged victorious.
Michael, what are the monthly bills we're talking about here?
probably like $300 a month at the tuck shop. Remember, Pi was only like $15. Sometimes, so we had different tuck shops at our school. We had the junior school tuck shop and the big school tuck shop, and they were very far apart. But some days I'd be craving a hot dog, and I'd take that trek down to the junior school tuck shop, and I'd get a hot dog.
Can you imagine the junior kids seeing Michael Flax approaching at 105 kilograms?
There comes that fat pig. He's going to eat up all of our supplies.
Pushing them out their line.
And I'd even have like a different school uniform. And you weren't allowed to go to the other tuck shop, so they'd question you and you'd just beg, please, I really enjoy the hot dogs here.
Oh, wow, you'd really enjoy it. Oh, that's such
a couldn't even fit
thing.
Into the normal school jerseys. I was so big, so my parents got me like a custom-made jersey.
Wow. Any excuse, any indulgence, hey?
It was bad. It was rough out there, guys.
Thank God you're not there anymore. All right, here's something cool. This is from Carl. He says, I didn't know that it was not cool to hang in the staff room. All these years later, now I know. Shame poor Carl obviously was not popular. I met Flax's lady, says Romo. She's lovely. Bad taste in men, but no one's perfect. Anushka says, Flax the philosopher, where did he get all that tuck money from for these daily pig out sessions?
Parents used to give it.
Parents provide. Mr. Fark, I love this. Morning team, I think that there is a use for male nipples. If your woman has a good use of her tongue, you will need your nipples. I am a heterosexual male, but I enjoy that. All right. Good. There's some honesty. I've got the same issue as Duncan from the UK, says Avi. The stream stops every 20 to 30 minutes. Currently, I'm either pausing and then playing to get the stream back, or I'm closing and reopening. I'll figure out what's going on here, guys. I'm sorry. I don't want you to struggle to listen to us. It's hard enough, you know, converting people from boring radio to what we're doing, and I don't need you to have an uphill battle. So I'll figure this out if it kills me. What else is going on? We've got some time this morning. We were going to have Double HP in, but he cancelled this morning. He's sick, apparently. And, you know, we were the ones who had that conversation with him, and he revealed that he'd tried to kill himself once. So I wanted to just have him back in here and see how he's doing. What did he say? He's not feeling well?
He's not feeling too great. He'll come back when he's feeling much better. So probably when you're back from America, we'll schedule that in. Right. But he's really excited to speak to us.
All right. Michael had to create his own little world, hence his wonderful imagination, says Monique, when you were little.
That's very true.
When you were big, actually. When you're fat and little. Yeah, that's probably true.
Very true.
There we go. All right, back to you, Mubs.
Okay, so yesterday, Mango's website, this is now the fashion brand, not the aeroplane thing, experienced a bit of a technical glitch. In fact, they were trending on Twitter, and I didn't understand why, and then I realized what had happened. So instead of the intended 50% off on sale items that they were trying to advertise, they experienced a technical glitch, which included offering lace panties for just R1.
Lace panties?
Yes. Dresses were advertised and sold for R3, panties for R1, and so on.
That's very nice. What do panties cost you?
Well, it depends where you buy them and which ones you're buying. Customers flooded to the e-commerce site once the news broke to take advantage of what they thought was an offer. Some people were buying up to 77 items of clothing for under R600.
Wow.
And then Mango realized the technical glitch, and then they had to send out emails to all their customers to let them know that their orders were getting cancelled and that they would receive refunds for the items that they purchased. But yeah, you know, people were having a lot of fun with this on Twitter yesterday, saying, damn, I really wanted my R1 panty, though.
But there's a whole Consumer Protection Act, and if you do take it quite far, you can get stuff.
Yeah, you can, because if they make a mistake, they have to give it to you. In other words, they'll have to sell these panties to people R1. Sorry.
But then there's the argument that you know that the price is wrong, but you're trying to cash in. So
yes.
If you've got some lawyers, but it's not worth for a R1 panty.
Yeah.
No. But if it was, you know, a TV that would usually cost you. You know, you get TVs for R1 million.
What do these?
You get R1 million TV.
What do these TVs do?
You're asking the wrong guy. I've never seen one. They take up the whole wall in your house. And it's 3D, HD, Ultra HD, whatever it is. Sounds amazing. But how many movies do they make that you could show on that?
Well, it's just normal stuff. It's taking normal TV and making it 3D and stuff, I think. I don't know.
Can't be. You have to film these things in Ultra HD to show them on a TV like this.
So you can't watch Seven DeLorean in 3D, is what you're saying?
Seven DeLorean on 3D is going to look just like Seven DeLorean on 2D.
Ah, screw it. I'm not getting it then.
You were going to get the Million Rand TV.
If you can get Seven DeLorean and you're actually there in that cook sister of uncle.
Do you watch any of these?
No, of course I
don't. Don't lie, Ben. Do you watch Seven DeLorean?
Never, ever once in my life.
Do you know they've got a new show on called Getrouwd met Rugby?
Yeah.
Our friend Henri used to be in it. Remember? It used to be a show, an Afrikaans soapy called Getrouwd met Rugby. It was pretty damn good, actually.
So, is it about wives and girlfriends of rugby players?
Exactly. It's kind of like Footballers' Wives. You remember that show in the UK?
Yes.
And then it disappeared, and they brought it back.
Okay.
I would be interested to know if anyone's seen it. I haven't seen it. I just saw like an ad for it the other day.
I think I've seen it.
I think it was on Facebook or something.
I think I've seen it in my catch-up. I think it's one of those shows that goes into catch-up. I'll try and watch an episode today just for
rugby.
Because did you know that on Seven DeLorean, they recently had a mixed rice bowl, and it was very scandalous, right? It caused scandal when they had a white guy and a black girl kiss. This is coming from
Chowdhury. I get Tony Bible in the back. That's right, because you know that... That stuff's going to upset a bunch of people.
Oh, it caused almost as scandalous as Minky van der Westhuizen and
a mixed race couple
on the cover of Hees Genoot with her panty.
was Minky on the cover of Hees Genoot with her panty?
You could just see her panty.
Oh.
I think it's a polka dot panty.
Oh. She's wearing a one-rand polka dot panty.
Also very scandalous.
Scandalous.
She was mimicking a 70s cover of Annalene Creel. I know that's because I read a lot.
Yeah, you read Hees Genoot.
But has anyone seen Minky in the new show?
What's
he seen?
Boer Soekervrou.
He hosts that now, apparently.
So now, is that a reality TV show? Is that how it's...
It's not to be confused with Soekervrou. That's on much later. But essentially, she drives around in a bucky and she meets whoever. And she meets these farmers, and there's a lovely backstory where they talk about the fact, you know, they have sheep and all this blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it gets a bit lonely, and, you know, it's hard to meet girls because the next town is like 7,000 kilometers away. There's always some sub story.
Yeah.
About, like, he once had a girlfriend, and they kissed, and then she went off to, I don't know, Hausfrau Academy. And then Minky goes, well, yeah, we'll find one for you. And then they inevitably find some chick who's got a bar job, like, in the next town. Also cool, but then her dad died, or like there's just top stories. And eventually they come together and then they have a Brian.
They have a Brian.
I think that's how it works.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. Like, I know a lot of Afrikaans girls, right? Their dream, it's not someone who changes the world or is really rich or any of that stuff. Most Afrikaans girls, and I know this is a terrible generalization, I'm going to get some shit for it, but it's worth saying. Afrikaans girls will always, if you put a room, you could put Mark Zuckerberg in there, you could put Charlie Sheen, you could put, not that he's in, no one wants to marry him, you could put the famous actors, Bradley Cooper, you could have all these guys in there, but if you had a boer, or you had a rugby player, yes, they get excited. They'll turn away all these other guys for a boer. They want the fantasy is to live on a farm.
Have 8 children and not be judged socially.
Yeah. Or to marry a rugby player and still be judged socially, but your husband will fuck them up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you now that the pull for an Afrikaans girl of a rugby player is just extraordinary.
Now, do you not think that that is changing as time goes by? So with the younger generation, is that still the goal?
Nothing's changed.
Really?
No, the thing is, like, Afrikaans people are still quite subservient, right? And a daughter wants to make her pa happy.
You mean Afrikaans women?
Yeah.
Well, they're taught, they raised very... This is obviously very big generalization, but they raised, like Ben says, conservatively. You know, you call adults women tani. You don't call them, you know, Mabali and Ben.
Yeah, there's this odd, strange third person kind of... It baffles me. But yeah, so if you can bring home a rugby player, your dad will be like, oh, yes, this is
lekker.
I mean, can you imagine if they had to bring me home? We'd be like, ah, fuck.
No, but because you're English, it'd be a problem.
No, exactly, big problems. Stop playing rugby in high school, I'd be a complete failure.
Apparently, Sletsuke Plas is on right after Die Basis Altijd Reg, which is another favorite show on one of those Afrikaans channels that we don't watch. Anushka says, I'm loving the guy in the red beard jamming to Rihanna. Is that CS?
What?
Don't know. She sent me a link. I've got to look at it. App is really cucked today, says Carla. Stops playing, so I restart it. Then it starts playing something I already heard. Oh, yeah, we got app problems. We'll figure this out, guys. I promise you, we're onto it. I'm sure Greg is having a look right now as we speak. All right. In fact, he's just sent me a message to say I'm on it. Duncan, you know about this? Where's Duncan? Is he there with you?
Pardon?
Is Duncan there with you?
Yes, Duncan.
Yeah. Do you know what's going on in the
app? I've got tech support busy fixing the app as we
speak. Oh, okay.
So it should be up and running. But remember, you've still got podcasts. Go download the podcast after the show. Right now, podcast part one's up.
Mabel and Ben and I don't care. We're carrying on. We're steaming ahead, baby. We could care if every single one of you can't hear us.
Yeah, we don't buffer. We keep going.
You can listen to the podcast and catch up with us. All right, what else is going on? Boosuka Fro and Sletsuka Plas. Minky was on the cover of Heiskanut Nepanti. I've got to get that cover. I used to have such a thing for her.
Oh, everyone did, obviously.
Oh, and she was fun. We used to go out and get drunk together.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was a fun girl.
Now, who is she married to?
Don't know.
Ernst Joubert.
He's a rugby player.
See? See? I had no chance. I was a plaything.
Yeah,
you know what? We actually need to get sound clips of Minky on Boosuka Fro.
Okay.
We need to find this because
why don't we get her in here for an interview, Flax?
I tell you what also happens is that they go into the Boers like plek.
Don't say Boer, it just sounds like you know like they're Pamba. They're Boer. So rather just say
they go to the farmer's house, okay? So there's about three or four dogs and they're all small horses. And then he'll inevitably show a picture of the picture of him playing rugby.
Yeah.
It's like a black and white picture of him blixing some oak, and it's like, oh, yeah, lekker.
I mean, yes, she was hot when she was hot. My God. She was a supermodel at one point.
She would actually be a great guest, Flex. Ooh.
She's lovely. She's so much fun, though.
Because she'll be all flirty with Gareth, and it'll be so awkward.
I mean, I don't know if that's not for me. I'd be cool with that. I'd love her to be flirty with me. But here's the deal. I mean, she used to really be fun. A lot of these girls, though, when they marry, they calm it down and, you know, they're very quiet and they become, you know, coquettish and sweet. And
yeah, that's a societal pressure bullshit thing. Right. Also, you don't want to disappoint your in-laws.
No. You know, it's actually quite funny. We get Minky in here and we get Sir Duncan Suka. A slut or whatever, and she has to then basically interview Duncan.
Why don't we do this properly? Why don't we get Duncan and we get three skavarishes?
Oh dear.
And we call it male slut suka skavarish because it's all S's, right? And we get Minky to like interview these girls and ask them a bunch of questions, and we figure out which one's best for Duncan.
That's brilliant. If we could do that, that would be the most golden piece of radio.
It would be. And we'd ask them to put it on CakeNet because it's all blacks except for Minky. They wouldn't know what to do. Right? They wouldn't know what to do. Okay, anyway, there must be more important things going on in the news.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to talk about technology doing great things for us.
I love technology.
People are working on smart metering. Okay, which is closer than you think. It means you could soon be able to switch your geyser on and off, among other things, via your phone. Now, what happened yesterday was the Africa Utility Week is underway at the Cape Town International Convention Center. And it was revealed that one of the solutions that are being worked on with a metro is a unit that goes into a distribution board, which will allow you to remotely switch on and off certain circuits of your board at home using your mobile phone.
In addition to helping the forgetful manage their homes and their bills, smart metering for utilities will improve efficiency as well as reduce wastage and theft. Meters today require someone to physically go and read the meter, whereas the smart meter will transmit usage. Instead of having an estimated bill, you will have actual billing on a regular basis. Sensors will also feed data back to the municipality to be used either for prevention, for preventative action or speedy repair when problems develop. So, for example, when your geyser is about to burst, I mean, I don't know if that's happened to any of you, but it's a nightmare, right? Your ceiling is stuffed, carpets are ruined, light fittings are destroyed. So they can fit sensors into your geyser which will warn you that something is going terribly wrong before it you know, it gets to the point where it explodes and bursts. So you could save yourself the headache and then also get it repaired on time. So it's this kind of thing that, you know, all the brainy people are working on to try and just improve our lives. Smart metering, it's called.
All right. I just got a list of these really expensive TVs from Venant. He said he's given me the list of the top 10 TVs. $20,000 for a TV. Dollars, all right? Is an LG 64-inch HD. And then it goes up the list from there. You get at the top, the top three. Number three, Panasonic 152-inch plasma TV. $500,000.
Yeah. Wow.
Number two, something called a Stuart Hughes Prestige HD Supreme Edition for $1.5 million. Hmm. I looked at this online now. I just saw it. It's got, it's like a, it's framed like an artwork. It's on a fancy stand. It's got leather and gold. But otherwise, it's just a TV.
Yeah, that,
No, and number one is another Stuart Hughes Prestige HD Supreme Rose Edition. It's 55 inches, so it's not even that big. Costs you $2.26 million. That's insane, right? I mean, that's like those people who plate their cars in gold. It's just crazy.
Completely.
Oh, hell, we haven't even broken yet, and it's 26 after 8. So we got to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have a little bit more in the news. I've also got a clip to play for you from Parliament yesterday, which may make you laugh, and lots of other good stuff. So don't go anywhere. CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday. It's the 18th of May, baby. Things are happening. What song do we go for here? Let's see. Yeah, let's go with this.
CliffCentral.com.